While the countdown to Caturday is officially on, we have got to talk about Jasper Johnson, knowing he's committing here in a few days. That's going to be the conversation on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Kentucky Wildcats on SI, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Carson Nash. Carson, it's almost like we're that close to the weekend. We're right there. I can feel it. The energy's high today. Carson, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. And I genuinely cannot wait for this weekend. Kroger Field will feel my presence. They'll know I'm there. And I am super stoked to watch these Cats, new and continuous team, get a W.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's going to be fun to watch all the little stuff. Watch on the Jumborgtron. I mean, it's going to be
new lights, light show.
Yeah, light show. It's going to be it's going to be an utterly insane day.
Well, I'll tell you what it's going to be, Andrew.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be a party, because it's a party.
It's always a party.
It's a party.
It's a party. It's a party. It's a party. It's a party.
Exactly. That's where I was headed with that.
Party. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to make sure that we all felt that way. So let's get right into this, Carson. Jasper Johnson. This has been one of the most up and down, left and right, 360, no scope recruitments I've seen in a long time. And I've told you, I've been covering high school recruiting for football and basketball for, I mean, almost 2.5 years. And this is one of the most interesting commitments, recruitments that I've seen. To be fair, I believe it's starting to clear up toward the end. But for a while, it was just like, man, what is going on here? But September 5th in the Woodford County High School gym, which is going to be a very important part of this conversation, Jasper Johnson is going to make his college decision. Carson Nash, how do you feel? Confidence? Where are we at?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you would have asked me that question a couple weeks ago, I probably would have been saying that he's going to Bama. But I think things have recently changed and swung in the Kentucky Wildcats direction. So I feel confident that he will pick the Cats and become a hometown hero.
I'm with you on that as well. I mean, I think that we bumped it a little bit on NIL. I think that, you know, that's one of those
here's
things.
What happened was, I think Jasper, I mean, he's from Kentucky. So Lexington, basically. So he's grown up with it. I think Kentucky was always his one school. I just think Alabama and UNC came in with higher NIL at the beginning. And then I think Kentucky sold him on the fact of being, hey, we'll give you this amount, but you're going to make a lot more because you're a Lexington kid. So we really probably shouldn't pay the price that Alabama or UNC's paying, because I mean, he's a Kentucky kid. It's his home state school. But then Kentucky came in at the end and had some donors help them out and kind of match the price. And so I think the matching the price was the end all be all, because he knew in his heart where he actually wanted to be.
I just never at any point believed he was going to Bama, when it's over, we're done. Yeah. He's going to Bama. It's like, I remember the point where I called you and I was like, man, I think he's going to Bama. But then it was like in my heart of hearts, I was like, I don't think he is. I think even when I thought he was, I didn't think he was.
Well, we were always that feel good dark horse team. Like we never really thought we were out of it. But when the reports came out that it was down to Bama and UNC, I kind of sat there and was like, could this just be for a media spin?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you could think of it this way, where Pope's behind these teams, you know, he's in the distance, but then bam, he does something and Jasper commits to Kentucky. It's a lot of good media publicity.
Yeah.
And especially with the media saying Pope can't recruit, going out and getting a big five-star guard would be huge for Kentucky and the positive press, instead of the opposite where you lose him to Alabama and it's, oh, we still are unsure of Pope. He lost a home state.
Yeah.
home state kid to Kentucky, how is this going to affect the future of the Pope train and like where the direction's going? So I think huge that we can hopefully secure this commitment. It's not completely over, but
yeah. Well, I think it's what I find so funny about this is that, like, you're right. That narrative that's going to come from this was like, oh man, 3 weeks ago he was a Bama lock, and Coach Pope, like a phoenix from the ashes, arose, just came out of nowhere and just made it happen. I mean, like, this is that narrative is going to be there. But once again, I say the word narrative, I feel like, a lot on this podcast. We more so in football when we talk about football, but still, I don't care about can he recruit narrative. Yes, he can. I don't care about any of it. He's just going to go out and he's going to keep proving it. I mean, one thing that's been impressive to me, whether he lands some of these guys, he is getting the attention of talented recruits. Is it the Kentucky brand? Is it Mark Pope? I don't care. I don't care who it is or what it is. I care about landing elite talent. And right now you've got the number one center committed. And I believe with pretty high confidence, you're going to land one of the best shooters in the class that is made in a lab for his system. So I feel confident. Now, I also – here's the deal. Jasper, here's a little message. If anything were to happen and you were to go, well, maybe Bama, I would do this from your house. I would not do it at Woodford County, because people might find some tomatoes. All kidding aside, no one throw any tomatoes at Jasper. But I will – the point being, the joke there is like – It'd be the all-time, like, jaw-dropper if he did it at Woodford County and ended up picking Bam or UNC. And that's kind of my point in the whole tomato thing. It's like, I don't think he's going to come do it at home, you know, where his dad's coaching in his home area and pick Bam or UNC. That, to me, honestly, my confidence was probably a 9 out of 10 when he was doing the schedules commitment. When I found out he was doing it at Woodford County, I'm now 9.8%. I mean, something crazy would have to happen.
Dad was a great football player here. Granddad played here too. The wife is a yeast. So, I mean, you have Kentucky ties everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to see him not picking Kentucky, especially when he's selecting from Woodford County.
That's what I'm saying. That's the whole thing. I mean, Kentucky fans would be very, very sad if Jasper pulled that move. I don't think he's going to. But that's coming up on September 5th. And, man, I mean, Jasper, you know, we know a lot of people that know Jasper personally. And it sounds like he embodies, obviously, as a player, but just as a human being, everything that Coach Pope is looking for. Sounds like he's a great player on the court. We know that. We've seen that. But he's a great person off it. So he's a person that definitely be a great addition to this basketball program. So we're looking forward to that hopefully happening September 5th. We will have a show for you then if Jasper does end up. Well, actually, probably either way. But, you know, hopefully it's a good news show, not a bad news show. And that is going to be on September 5th. Now, Carson, before we call it a week, because you and I have to watch our bet for the Colorado North Dakota State game hit tonight and probably hammer a pizza. And that's high on the docket right now. Cam Baugh, if you're listening, you're invited, pal. I'm not going to text him either. We're going to see if he like shows up or not. It'd be great. But so right now, obviously, Kentucky has the number one center in the class committed in Malachi Moreno. But the other center, and I want to make sure I say his name right, because it's like it's not a weird one, but okay, Eric Reby, I believe. Eric Reby, the 7-footer from Maryland. And so I'll be honest with you, I kind of thought he was plan B. And the reality is, I think he said it himself, I'm still coming on my visit. Coach Pope still has interest in me. I thought that he was, okay, if Moreno goes to Indiana, we put the full court press on Reby. But he's still really interested. And I'll tell you this, he sounds interested. It's not like we're still interested in him. He's like, I'll come on my visit. It sounds like he wants to play at Kentucky. That's just the vibe I get. And he's got some visits scheduled. He's going to UConn on September 6th. He's going to North Carolina on the 20th, Kentucky on the 13th, Georgia weekend. Indiana on the 4th, and then Oregon on October 11th. So he's got a lot of big-time visits scheduled. And I'm just telling you, if he didn't have any interest coming to Kentucky, he would cancel that visit. You know what I mean? Like, he would. Why take it?
Yeah.
And the last thing I'll say before I let you roll on this, Carson, is I think it's interesting that it's interesting to me that he is still like, if I was, because you got to remember, he's ranked. What is he technically ranked? He is the 38th player in the composite rankings, 38th best player. So he's an elite recruit, right? If I'm him and at a position like center, where, you know, normally you don't have a lot of, you know, it's not like a guard where there's multiple spots you can work in, a lot of rotation pieces. You know, if Malachi Moreno ends up being better than him, he's just the backup center because these two are centers. They're not, well, he could play power forward or center. If I'm that kid, you know what I mean, and I don't have a ton of interest, I'm just going to go somewhere, another great school like one of these, and be the starting center. Like, he must have a ton of interest in Kentucky is the point I'm trying to get across here. So, Carson.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Where do you think we still pursue Reby hard? What do you think this kind of, how's it work itself out?
Yeah, I mean, I would if I was the coach, and it's because I see a lot of Donovan Klingon in him. The kid for UConn that won every single postseason basketball game he's ever played in. But yeah, I see a lot of him and Eric Reby. And that goes a long way for me, because you see a kid who's willing to pretty much do anything to win. Yeah. And he's very fundamentally sound. He's skilled. He can shoot. And that's something that Malachi isn't the best at, is extending his game out to the 3-point line. So I think it could be a little mix of a pick and popper instead of a down low guy. But I like Reby's game a lot. It excites me, and I think you go after him. Plus, it would help my narrative, because I remember I said you get four of those guys, and you didn't think you'd get four of them.
And what was the number that we said, top 45?
It was 45. Yeah.
Yeah, and because here's the deal. I expected us to, at that time, to get Jasper and Malachi. It's where the other two come from is where it's going to be interesting to me. Like, we have that Mikel Brown kid coming on the visit who's nasty.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you two right now. And I don't know, this kid could be close to the 45-ish range. Braylon Mullins, the shooter out of
– I think he's way inside it.
Okay.
He's
good. I was expecting him to be. He should be. He's the best shooter in the class. He's from Indiana. He's real, really good player, really talented. I'd love to add him. And then Tonde Yesufu. Those are two names I'm really monitoring, and I think the Cats have picked up traction real big with those two. And I could see Tonde loves the Cats, and if you watch his game, oh man, there's a lot of stuff to get excited about there.
Let me pull this up. Do you remember the kid's name? I want to look up if you can. The kid that we just offered, and that in the 26 class, that is teammates with Tonde, and his dad is friends with Coach Fox.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I forget his name, but I know exactly who you're talking about. He's the combo guard.
Yeah.
There was a quote from his dad that said, schools aren't recruiting us because of the ties to Kentucky.
Yes. I'm going to find it in like 3 seconds. Hold on.
He's a top three player, is he not?
No, it's not Caleb Holt. Is it Tyron Stokes?
Tyron Stokes is from Kentucky originally, but no.
And who is it, bro? This is making me mad. Oh,
I'll look it up.
I know how to find it. I'll just go look at my article. I can find this in 10 seconds. It annoys me when I can't remember people's names, because I remember the whole story. I just can't remember the dude's name. All right. I wrote this longer ago. Okay. Who first one to find it gets $1. Go. Y'all ready for this? You don't seem fired up.
Jason Crow Jr.
Is that it?
It's got to be.
Darn it! How long ago did I... When? What? This was like it was 2 days ago that I did this. Was it longer than that?
No, but regardless.
Oh, here it is. I found it. Let's see if you're right. Darn it.
Yeah.
Okay. I owe you a dollar. Now I'm fired up. But I'm going to utterly whoop you in Super Sluggers later, by the way. I've been working.
That will not happen.
But, you know, I'm just getting fired up at recruiting top to bottom, Carson. This class, next year's class.
2026 is looking like a big, big class. Because, I mean, yeah. The number one overall player is from Kentucky originally, mm-hmm. Louisville. So yeah. I think you have pretty good ties to him. He's he's a 6'7" forward, but he has great ball handling abilities.
Yeah.
He's just the number one player, is what he is. And then Jason Crow Jr., another top five player. He's a point guard. Yeah. Two that you are linked with heavily to start off with. So that's big for me. So I think Pope's gonna be just fine recruiting. I think, in my opinion, he's gonna have a top five class this year, and I think next year he has a top three class. So I think Pope's going to be fine.
I'll tell you this. I think that his, you know, you got to remember, recruiting is a long process. So Coach Pope walked in and I bet you when it's all kind of getting close to done, he'll have had like 7 months to recruit this year's class. You know, it's building relationships.
That's how many months did he have before he stuffed Nate Oates into a locker?
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Let's get that official first. Hold him. I mean, I can just see that being on. I mean, we'll be on Bama Twitter for years. But you know, the point here is it's scary to me with Coach Pope actually building a long-term relationship with these players. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he hasn't had – okay, 7 months is a long time. You know what I mean? I mean, Carson, we've seen a lot of relationships come and go in 7 months.
Yeah.
But – you know, I mean, the point there is it's a lot of time, but for recruiting, that is a process. It is a 2-3-4 year process. You build these relationships, you sell visions to these players. And I think that when he's actually going to be able to do this long term for the 26, 27 classes, you're going to start to see him be better. And he's already kicking butt in this class. So I don't know what much more you can ask for right now if you're a Kentucky fan. I really don't.
And I never really knew where that came from, that he can't recruit. I mean, he didn't really recruit great at BYU.
Why?
He do.
Yeah, it's he not do. Rocket science. I mean, you know, they've got their own thing there.
Pope is a genuine person. He has the most energy I've ever seen in the world. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He's a genius. He is everything that can embody a people person. So I don't understand how he couldn't earn the trust of the players' families to tell them and show them that he's going to lead them to not only national championships, but to the next level.
And to be good human beings as well.
Exactly.
Like, parents care about that.
And you know, the one thing the parents really care about is that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you on that. And if they ever get sick, you know, he was in medical school for a little while and he can help with that. So
haven't seen him. There won't be any of that this year. Pope will be able to diagnose their injury.
Exactly. Oh, that's a broken pinky toe.
I'll throw something out there for you. You see this tweet? Cal brought out Coach Richardson at Arkansas, and they took a picture. It was actually pretty cool. But they had three guys in boots. You ever seen that before?
Who? What?
They had three guys in boots.
I thought you meant like cowboy boots. I'm like,
No.
Who was in boots?
It's Big Z, Adu, and then there was one other guy I didn't really know.
All right, I wonder if it was Brazil, maybe. Already?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, they'll be good to go by. They'll be good to go mid-January, and then they won't hit their peak. Yeah, yeah. This is Wildcats Today, or the Arkansas Slander podcast, whatever you want to call it. Carson, it's time to get going on the weekend. Any other thoughts, any thing to share before we call it a weekend here on the Wildcats Today podcast?
Yeah. So I know this is our basketball pod of the week, but it's the 2024 football season beginning, mm-hmm. and we won't be back on here until then, until that begins. So I want to say that I am big on this team this year. And I think everyone listening should be as well. This is the most talent we've had, the most depth we've had. I think Brock's going to lead us to great things, and the Cats are going to get it done. I have high hopes for this year's team, and I think we could do it. I think we can get over the hump that we've been struggling with. So go all in. Yeah. They have no doubts. The Cats are here. Let's freaking go. Let's do it.
And they need us. I'm telling you, they need us up in those stands.
Yeah. Like,
you can help. If you can help. Go out there. You want to beat Georgia? Well, go scream at Carson Beck for 3.5 hours. Do that. And
soft
everybody with the name Carson is the worst. Just go scream with that. That's what I always say.
Yeah. That's the worst Carson I know.
Yeah.
Is Carson Beck that night. Not exactly. Not in general. He's probably a good guy. But that night is the worst Carson I know. But there's also another thing that you can do to support. And I know we're not sponsored by them or anything, but go check out Kentucky new NIL beer. It's called Kentucky Blue. And it's a light beer that apparently it has good reviews. So I know I'm gonna be dabbling in a little bit of those on Saturday. And I think you all should be too.
How would we be sponsored by a beer, Carson? How would that even happen?
I wish we were.
I do too. That'd be pretty cool. But all kidding aside, that's a good point to bring up. If you or your company wants to be mentioned on the podcast, sponsorship type stuff, we now that we're partnered with the company, we can do that. So reach out to one of us on Twitter, and we can talk about, you know, advertising your company, your product, whatever, on this show. So reach out to us if anyone has any interest in that. But if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. We talk about that. Helps the show a ton. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are on every podcast platform. That helps us a ton too. Listening on those podcast platforms helps the show a lot. So check us out wherever we are. You can find us everywhere, unfortunately, because I'm sure that gets annoying. But really appreciate you all. Hope everyone has an outstanding weekend. Go Cats, baby. Big weekend. Let's get a big W. We'll break it down next week. We'll be ready to talk about Jasper next week, and then we'll break down the Gamecocks as well next week. Go Cats. Have a great weekend. We'll see y'all next week.